مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers, try listening to the bayan attentively, carefully. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, for a short while we'll be doing the zikr of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and try to see what we can learn from his life. Alhamdulillah, whenever we come to an ijtima of Da'wat Islami, one beautiful thing we learn is that the Muballigh will start off by reciting Durood and telling us the blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a beautiful saying of the grandfather of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when Thursday comes, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have with them silver scrolls and gold pens. They write the name of the person who reads Durood upon me abundantly on the night of Thursday and the day of Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, where we talk about the martyrdom, Shahadat of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the ulama, the scholars have mentioned so many miracles of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu after his Shahadat. And today I want to focus on just a few of the miracles that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has done after his Shahadat. And remember, one thing we need to embed in our minds is Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. That do not call those people who die in the way of Allah as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. But they are alive, only you do not know. It says that when Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was martyred, the Yazidis, when they cut off Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's head, it was marched through the streets. And it says that a Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was reciting a verse of Suratul Kahf in front of the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he reached to this verse of the Quran, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Did you know that the men of the cave and of the forest side were of our wonderful signs? And it says that Allah Azza wa Jal granted the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu the strength to speak, and the blessed head clearly said that my murder and roaming around with my head is a lot more stranger than the incident of the Ashab-e-Kahf. Hazrat Allama Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states in his book Sawaneh-Karbala that in actual fact, this is true because the disbelievers oppressed the Ashab-e-Kahf Whereas the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a guest, then they closed his access to water. The family and companions were martyred in front of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also martyred. The respected Ahle Bayt alayhim ridwan were imprisoned. The blessed head was carried through different cities and towns. It is certainly strange that the Ashab-e-Kahf spoke after a very, very long sleep. And then he says that, however, it is much more strange for the luminous head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to speak after being separated from the blessed body. And Sayyiduna Allama Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi in his tafsir, he says that the incident of Imam Hussein was even more stranger, because the head of Imam Hussein, even though it was not on the body itself, but still it spoke and Allah Azza wa Jal gave it power to speak. In another place, my dear Islamic brothers, he says that when Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu journeyed from Medina to Mecca, on the way he met Sayyiduna Ibn Muti rahmatullah alayhi, who politely said, "There is a very little water in my well. Please say some prayers." And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked for some water. And he says, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he drank from that water. And when the bucket of water, there was only some water left in that, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked the person, "Go and pour this bucket of water into the well." So this person, he took the bucket of water and he poured all the water, whatever was left from the drinker of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he poured it into the well. And he says that that person, he says that the water of the well increased and it became more sweeter and more tastier than before. So my dear Islam brothers, these were the miracles of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it says that those people who martyred Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what their fate was. It says on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, when Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was delivering a sermon to the Yazidis on the ground of Karbala for the fulfillment of a condition. He was preaching to them. For example, some of the Yazidis, they were so ill-fated that they were asking Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and even they were calling Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he is, ma'azallah, going to burn in the fire of hell. And in that same way, it says that one of the Yazidis, Malik bin Urwa, he looked towards the fire. There was a fire lit next to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he looked towards that fire. And he says, "Oh Hussein, you have lit this fire before that one," meaning, yeah, you've already made this fire inside this world, you are going to end up in the fire of hell anyway. And he says, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied, "O enemy of Allah, you are a liar. Do you think Allah ta'ala forbid I will go to the fire of hell?" And a devotee, someone who loved Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, "Allah forbid, Ya Hussein, this person who is saying that, he is going to burn in the fire of hell." And he says that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lifted his hand because he was hurt. And imagine, when you hurt the feeling of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the scholars, they say that hurting the feeling of a Muslim is like hurting the feeling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And can you imagine someone who hurts the feeling of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is going to happen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And it says that at that moment of time, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he lifted his hands up for dua and he says, "Oh Allah, make this evil person suffer the punishment of worldly fire even before he suffers the fire of the hell." And he says that that prayer was answered immediately, and consequently the hoofs of the horse of the Yazidi fell inside a ditch which jolted the horse. The rude Yazidi fell off and his foot became entangled in the stirrup. The horse started galloping while dragging the Yazidi along and threw him inside the trench, which was full of fire. So he saw his fate because he made such remarks on Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the power of the dua of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He made dua, immediately his dua was accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says that when Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he passed away, the scholars, they write more miracles about the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they say that when the remaining people, those people who remained in the kafila of Imam Hussein, the Ahl Bayt, the women, and Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the only man surviving in the kafila. And he says that when this kafila reached Kufa on the 11th of Muharram, the heads of the martyrs of Karbala had already reached there. The bright head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the possession of the very disgraceful and ill-fated ruthless Yazidi called Kholi bin Yazid. Kholi bin Yazid was the person who chopped off the head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu whilst he was in sajda. And he says that this disgraceful person reached Kufa at night. However, the door of the governor's house was closed. So he brought the blessed head to his home. He disrespectfully placed the blessed head on the floor. Whereas this head at one time was on the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to kiss Imam Hussein on the forehead. And look at the disrespect this person is giving to the blessed head of Imam Hussein. He placed it on the floor. Just like normal thing, he placed it on the floor. And he says that he went to sleep. He then went to his wife and said, I have brought for you the entire worldly wealth. Meaning that I've chopped the head of Imam Hussein. I'm going to present it to Yazid and he's going to give me a reward. Now here, my dear Islamic brothers, that is why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the root of every evil is the love of this world. Why was Imam Hussein martyred? Why were all the Shuhada'i Karbala martyred? The reason was that people were greedy for the wealth of this world. And even today we can find that same situation in our own communities. Why is it that our namaz, we don't read our namaz. We can't wake up for Fajr namaz. We can't read our Zuhr namaz. Why? The reason is that we are so madly in love with this world, we don't even care about our namaz today. Now here, we see what the fate of these people are. You know, today, Islam, I'm sorry to say that, but Islam is in a second position. Today, my work is my life. My work is everything. My family is everything. But when it comes down to Islam, when it comes down to namaz, when it comes down to even the love of Imam Hussein, I'm sorry to say, our children don't know who Imam Hussein is. Our children don't know who Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam is. Our children don't know who Imam Zainul Abideen is. They know who the footballer is. They know who the best snooker player is. But I'm sorry to say this, my dear Islam brothers. Today we don't know who Imam Hussein is. Even the elders, we think, what about the life of Imam Hussein? What was the message of Imam Hussein? What was the message of Karbala? The message of Karbala isn't that we come, we cry in the love of Imam Hussein and that is it. Tomorrow morning we're not going to wake up for Fajr namaz and we're going to be back into our own routine, our own life. Was that the message of Imam Hussein? It wasn't, my dear Islamic brothers. Let's learn a lesson. And he says that this Yazidi, he went to his wife and he says, look, I bought you the head of Imam Hussein. We're going to become very rich now because I'm going to be paid for this. And he says that when he placed the head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the floor, his wife, she immediately, she wasn't happy because she was the one who was a lover of the Ahl Bayt. She loved the Ahl Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she immediately, she says, may Allah ta'ala have curse upon you. People bring gold and silver. And you brought me the blessed head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandson. And she says, she made a dua for him. By Allah, I will no longer stay with you anymore. After she said so, she rose from her bed. And besides the blessed head, she says, by Allah, I saw a bright beam of light coming from the sky upon the pot like a pillar. And white birds were flying around the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islamic brothers, Kholi bin Yazid, the one who had that love of this world. I'm going to pass this head over of Imam Hussein. I'm going to be rich. How did he die? He says that Holy bin Yazid, he separated the illuminous head from the blessed body due to worldly love and admiration. But after a few couple of years, he met such a terrible end that the heart begins to tremble. How did he die? With regard to the revenge of Mukhtar Saqafi. Mukhtar Saqafi, he was at that time someone who was the lover of the Ahle Bayt. Mukhtar Saqafi, he was the leader, the commander of his army. And he wanted to take revenge. Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi writes that just couple of years after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mukhtar gave a command that whoever accompanied Amr bin Sa'd, the leader of the Yazidi army in Karbala, must be killed wherever he is found. Upon hearing this command, the tyrant and cruel people of Kufa ran towards Basra. The army of Mukhtar chased them, and wherever they were found, they were immediately killed. Their corpses were burnt and houses robbed. Holy bin Yazid is the damn and evil person who separated the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Mukhtar got hold of this Holy bin Yazid, it says that he cut off his hands and his feet and then hang his body. And then what happened to that body? Insects and animals were eating him. That is the end of those people who cause pain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who cause pain to Ahl-e Bayt with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, my dear Islamic brothers, some people, you can say that some lucky people who saw the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and those who loved and respected, Allah ta'ala rewards them as well. It says that a Christian monk, he saw the illuminous head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein from his church. And he asked, look at the words of this monk. He wasn't a Muslim at that time. Yeah, look at the love he had for the Ahl-e Bayt. He looked at these people and he says, you are evil. Will you be happy with 10,000 Ashrafis? This person with the love of Imam Hussein in his heart, he says, what you have done is very, very evil. I will give you 10,000 gold coins if you give me the blessed head of Imam Hussein just for one night. Give me his head. And he says that these people, because they were greedy for this world, they'll do anything for money. And they agreed. And they gave the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala to that monk. And he says that the monk washed the blessed head, perfumed it, placed it upon this thigh and kept closely observing it throughout the whole night. He didn't go to sleep. He kept on looking at this head. He kept on kissing it, putting perfume on it, taking care of it. The monk spent that whole night crying on the blessed head of Imam Hussein. And he says, when he woke up in the morning, when he went to sleep at night, just for a few minutes, he woke up in the morning. And the first thing he did, he recited the kalima and he accepted Islam. Why did he recite the kalima and accepted Islam? This monk, he says that when I had the blessed head of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, by Allah, all night I saw that the room in which I was in, and in the room which Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's head was, all night this room was full of light and there was so much beautiful fragrance coming from that. And he says, because I looked at that, I know and I have realized that Islam is the true religion. And he accepted Islam. One of the scholars, he says in his poem, he says, Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ki baad. Islam was given a new life. Who gave life? The blood of Imam Hussein gave life to Islam. What are we giving for Islam today? Think to yourself. What is the situation in our own homes? TV, video, films, music, everything. Our son, when he grows up, he's not going to listen to us. Yeah, get him a PSP, get him a box, get him such a video games, get him that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, your children, teach them three things. Number one, teach them the love of your Prophet. Number two, teach them the love of the Ahl-e Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, teach them how to read the Quran. Let's wake up, my dear Islamic brothers. Let's wake up today and inshallah azza wa jal give something positively back to Imam Hussein and to our beautiful religion Islam. May Allah ta'ala reward us and may Allah ta'ala forgive us. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May you keep us safe.